can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, so the rising healthcare costs. So, what's the moral of the story? How do you handle this? Answer, drop your insurance. If you have insurance, pretend that you don't. Pay out of pocket. Anything you can't afford, do not consume. That's it. That's the answer. And hopefully, either A, you're lucky enough where you can't afford the bill, in which case your pocketbook will say no for you and save your life, or B, if you do have enough money, you'll have the discipline and good judgment to pass up a 6% bet. A bet where you automatically lose 94% of the time. Okay, it is question-answer time. But before I do that, I'd like to remind you to please support our sponsor, VitalityCapsules.com. So please go to VitalityCapsules.com. Definitely get your free report, the Candida Cleaner. And this is the updated report, updated in 2016. And now it's easier than ever to heal yourself with turpentine. Alrighty, so let's see. Joel in Los Angeles. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Oh, hi, doctor. Say, I was wondering, I got a friend that's got high blood pressure. He's pretty good shape and everything, but I told him I'd call and find out what you would recommend for that. It kind of goes up way over 100 on the bottom one, and then it goes down around 80. It jumps around a lot. I told him to drink more water.
Is the person taking any medications?
No, he's not taking anything.
Ah, okay. All right, so if he did take medications, then the times when his blood pressure is definitely low, the blood pressure would make it go even lower and kill him. So it's a big hazard here. If he would pay attention to what he eats and what he drinks when the blood pressure goes up and what's going on, then he can see a pattern. But the major cause of hypertension is dehydration.
Is it?
So
that's what I kind of thought.
Yeah, simple to fix.
Drink more water. You think that would help, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, how much, like, lots and lots? He said he doesn't seem very thirsty.
Yeah, his thirst mechanism, I don't think, is reliable. But it depends on his weight, so you have to check out his weight. So more or less, anywhere from a quart every 50 to 60 pounds of body weight is a good place to start.
Oh. Hmm? And then you got to run to the bathroom all the time, I thought he told me.
He can time his drinking so that he runs to the bathroom in the morning.
Oh, so I'll tell him when he first gets up.
I drink daylight hours.
When he first gets up in the morning, then really tank it down, huh?
Yeah, that's what I do. I drink a quart when I get up and then a quart in the early afternoon, and that way I get pretty good sleep.
Yeah, and then that hydrates you plenty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Anything else that you could recommend, or is that about it?
That's about it, based on the information I have.
Yeah, and as far as taking drugs, like you said, if it's too low, it might be...
It will.
It will? If it's too high, is there any drug out there that, in case the water doesn't help, that would knock it down? That's safe, halfway safe, or could take it for...
There are no safe blood pressure drugs, and there even are not effective ones. So taking blood pressure drugs will lower your blood pressure, but it will not help you live longer. On average, you have to take blood pressure medications for 90 years in order to save one person's life. So if you guess that you're diagnosed with hypertension somewhere around maybe age 30 or 40, then you add 90 to that, you'd have to live literally 130 years in order for the blood pressure medicine to make a difference.
So if he runs to an MD and they give him a prescription, that's just a waste of time, huh?
Pretty much, because he's not going to make him live longer.
And it won't bring it down that quick.
Even if it did bring it down, it's not going to increase his life expectancy. And with the information you've already given me, I can tell you he's at high risk of dying because his blood pressure goes up and down, up and down. At the point where his blood pressure goes down, The blood pressure medication would drive it even further down, causing him to die in his sleep, and they would diagnose him as dying from a heart attack.
Yeah.
When actually he died from the medicines.
Yeah. Wow. So that's probably the worst kind of hypertension is the one that jumps around a lot.
You could think that, but the other way to look at it is if it jumps around a lot, then that's the one that's more amenable to intervention, natural intervention. Yeah.
Yeah. Three meals a day, would that do any good?
No, not a good idea.
Not a good too much food.
Well, if he's the same age as you are, is he the same age as you are?
He's about the same, 2 years younger.
Same age, yeah. One or two meals a day. Probably one meal a day would be better.
Yeah, vegetarian maybe.
Hmm?
Would vegetarian meals better?
Yeah, but again, since he has low blood pressures, you know he's got normal blood pressures, and so the problem is not that he doesn't need that drastic an intervention.
Yeah. Yeah. Any health food vitamins or any vitamins or anything like that would work?
You know, over-treatment is not good, whether it's natural or otherwise.
Oh.
So just have him start with that. It might work.
Yeah, more water, he can't go wrong there. How about niacin?
I'm not a fan of that. Yeah.
Aren't you?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because that would make him dilate a little bit and then probably lower it down.
Well, make him uncomfortable, make him flush and whatever. We're not trying to ruin his quality of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, doctor, I'll tell him what you said.
Okay,
appreciate
Joel, give it a try.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hey, Mel in North Carolina, how are you doing, Mel?
Since I started your protocol.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's going very well. I started your protocol actually on my birthday when my gum spirits arrived that I ordered. And I bought it and found your research and bought it because of a runaway systemic candida albicans infection. Mm-hmm. I thought that I had picked up from my partner who unfortunately is now no longer my partner. And it helped. And then I was
good.
I posted in the chat room on your last show a remark that to my stunned amazement I'm noticing an increase in flexibility and I have spastic cerebral palsy. That's never happened.
Yes,
before.
Okay.
So I was just
thank you for I read that on the show.
Yeah. Yes, you did. And I was so stunned by that because I am an engineer, and my whole life I've been trying to fix that problem. And I have been told many times it can't be fixed.
That's right.
So my current question is, since starting this protocol, I heard your advice about brisk traffic and hydration, and I made sure to have that for a week. So I thought I was prepared, but I'm experiencing a surprising symptom of going in the other direction. No matter what I'm doing, I'm having trouble getting any kind of traffic going on, and that confuses me. I don't know where my food is going, and also my appetite has dropped to nothing. I don't have any sensation of hunger, and I'm still losing weight, which concerns me. So I'm forcing myself to eat, but I don't really understand why the brisk traffic that I did have going on is no longer present.
Your body has to reconfigure itself. And so what I would do is pause the turpentine and give your body time to reconfigure itself.
I was wondering that, and I did stop it 2 days ago because I did not know that I could have also had an active parasite in the cerebral palsy side. So I may have been inadvertently killing so much, my body can't get rid of it all. So I did stop it 2 days ago.
Well, the other thing, too, is when you get rid of the parasites, they actually vacate and they leave a space. And so your body has to reconfigure itself to either put muscle there or, you know, reconfigure how it does business, so to speak.
Okay. And in February, I will have funds. I'm going to apply for a discovery session, that kind of thing. I've looked at it on the internet. So I am going to do that because I'm quite serious about restoring my health. And you're the only useful information I've been able to find, and your protocol helped me instantly. So I'm quite willing to pay for quality, and I'm going to do that in February. But I didn't know if right now I should be frightened by the opposite direction in brisk traffic, even though I'm doing everything to go in that direction. And I was also concerned that my appetite vanished. So,
No, just increase your liquids. Also, what I would do is, like I said, pause the cleansing. You might want to try some juicing as well.
Okay.
Like some carrot, beet, celery. And okay. What that does is that invigorates your liver, your kidney, and helps rebuild your system with lots of antioxidants. So I would say do that. So you've done a lot of cleansing, so give your body a rest rebuild period.
Okay. Thank you very much. And
okay,
I look forward to February. Thank you for your show. Thank you for your information.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with natural interventions, it is common to see effects in hours, even days. And so this report by the state of Oregon saying they failed to see improvement over 2 years is really a stunning indictment of the total ineffectiveness of healthcare. And I'm being generous when I said 6% effective. I did that by assuming, big assumption, that the healthcare prior to 1950 was effective. We have evidence, if we use this study from Oregon, that all of this increased healthcare made available via insurance has been totally useless. Totally, totally useless. So, if the government, biased as it is, does a study and can't find any benefit in 2 years, that kind of lets you know. Anything your doctor does, probably not going to have a whole lot of benefit in less than 2 years. And as I mentioned to the person about the hypertension, it takes 90 years of taking your pills every single day in order to prevent one heart attack. Yes. Yupper dupper. Okay, so we have got questions in the chat room. Let's see. Dr. Daniels, can I get a link to the show? And the answer, of course, is yes, you can, but the link will be on my website probably about 2 or 3 days from now. Take Shelley that long to put it up. Okay. Okay, so someone has a question about Shilajit. So, Dr. Daniels, why would people need Shilajit? And why would they need something that's not available in the place where they live? Excellent, excellent question. First of all, what is Shilajit? Shilajit is a very broad spectrum assortment of trace minerals. And why would you need something that's not present in your where you live? The answer is these minerals have been present where people live. But what's happened is we've paved over our mineral sources with cement. And the minerals from our body come out in our stool and our urine, and we are no longer using that to fertilize our crops. And so we're not recycling our minerals. We're literally flushing them down the toilet, whew, out into our drinking water, which is the rivers and streams. Not smart, but that's what they do. So to rectify this, then I recommend that people use Shilajit, which is a very broad spectrum mineral supplement that overcomes this modern impediment. Okay. All right, so I got quite a few questions and comments. Dr. Daniels, what do you think about all these seniors who are taking unnecessary, dangerous, even ineffective statins with their limited income? The answer is anyone who's taking a statin is, you know, in a state of having imperfect information. And unfortunately, you know, each person gets one life to live and they can make their own decisions. And those people who are taking those statins have a responsibility to look into that. And because they have waived their responsibility, they are suffering. So I recommend they look into statins. Also, many of you know I write jokes, so I'll tell my statin joke. A lady and her doctor are in the exam room, and they're talking. And the doctor says, "Your cholesterol is elevated. I think it's time to start a statin." And the lady says, "Oh, thank you, doctor. How long do you think it'll take for this statin drug to help me?" He says, "Well, the latest research indicates it will take 1,250 years of taking this drug every day for you to benefit." And she says, "Oh, thank you, doctor. I'm so glad we caught it early." And so that's the statin joke. Okay. So there's a John Kennedy Jr., or Kennedy, let's say, is being appointed by Trump to look into the safety of vaccines. So, of course, we all wish him well with that. Okay. Okay, Dr. Daniels, I'm concerned that less than 3% of high school students have any idea how to start a business. I don't think people need a degree, but I think they do need to know how to do something. What do you think? I think that you don't need any idea on how to start a business, only a desire to start a business. Most businesses fail anyway. And so since about 90% of businesses fail, all one really needs is a determination to try at least 10 times. And, of course, you don't need a degree. What about knowing how to do something? You don't even need to know that because you learn how to do something in the process of starting the business. So I think it's one of those things where you just kind of get up and go. Okay. All right, so people are concerned about the Million Woman March. Okay. Dr. Daniels, do you think it would help if we, whoever we is, just stopped making people sick? No, that's kind of irrelevant. When you can convince people of imaginary illnesses like AIDS and Lyme and Zika and Ebola, so making somebody, whether a person is sick or not, is really irrelevant. The point is that the healthcare is also irrelevant. And so what's not people for people to stop being sick is not what's needed. What's needed is for people to understand that healthcare is irrelevant to addressing their misery. So in other words, nobody would say, "Oh, I feel sick. I'm going to go drink water from the toilet." Why wouldn't people do that? Well, it's because they have a belief that the water in the toilet probably is not going to get them any healthier. So what needs to be addressed is people's belief system. Whether the person is sick or not is irrelevant. The point is the health care is irrelevant to their health, and that's what they need to understand. And they could be healthy, and if they believe that health care is relevant, it will ruin their lives. I mean, look at all these ladies who submit their children to vaccinations. Even if you don't believe that autism is caused by vaccines, you can sure as heck figure out that the vaccines are not preventing autism. You know, a major epidemic sweeping young children, and the vaccines are not stopping it. If you look at the graph of infectious disease, you can see the vaccines haven't helped infectious diseases. More questions when we return. Oh,
your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Give such delight.
Welcome back to Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions. Our call number is 1-800-313-9443. Okay, let's see what we got here. Dr. Daniels, did you read The Cure for All Diseases by Huldah Clark? I have at least three of Huldah Clark's books. For those of you who have not yet read a Huldah Clark book, they are at least 300 pages. What do you think of Huldah Clark's books? She has lots of different recipes for all kinds of things. Do you agree with the majority of her healing ideas and recommendations? Aside from the zappers and electronic frequency techniques that she supports. No. So I've read Huldah Clark's books, and no, I don't agree. And I've read her books, and I've tried her recipes, and, you know, some of the ingredients are almost unobtainable, but I went through great lengths to obtain them. And I found it just overly complicated and difficult and not especially effective. I encountered Huldah Clark before I discovered turpentine, and her books have titles like Cure for All Diseases and really dramatic titles, like yes, yes, yes. And then for me to read it and try it out and even recommend a few things to my patients back then, this is in the 90s, and not have it work, I was just so disappointed. So I had latched onto parasites as the problem. And I was using prescription parasite medications with pretty good results, actually. But then they took the worm medicines I was using, they took them off the market. And the worm medicine was clearing up arthritis and lumps and bumps and all kinds of things. Very interesting. So then I was, of course, without any prescription medications to use, any that worked anyway. And I came upon Holda's books at my local health food store. I started reading them and trying out stuff. And, you know, the whole wormwood sage thing just was very poorly tolerated and really didn't work. So then I discovered turpentine and just had really awesome results. Okay. Okay. All right. Dr. Daniels. People are finding out more and more that the propaganda in healthcare, whether it's vaccine or hypertensive therapy or even diabetes therapy, is nothing more than nonsense. What do you think, where do you think this will lead? Again, even though people realize that all this stuff might be nonsense, you know, it all comes down to actions. The question is, are people really going to turn away from this medical industrial complex killing machine? Are they going to overcome the fear they've been programmed with and say, you know what, I may die, but I'm going to skip this emergency surgery? And until people are willing to do that, then really nothing's going to happen. So it just comes down to people saying, you know, when the rubber meets the road, are they willing to say, I am ready to die, I'd rather die than accept this intervention? I know for me, that is where I had to be, because I was the victim of three unnecessary surgeries, all of which have been presented to me as emergency surgeries, had to be done, I would die if I didn't have the surgery. And each and every one of the surgeries was useless and not helpful at all. And since each time I was going to be presented with the do or die option, get this intervention or die. If you don't get this, you're going to die. You know, you've got to take this drug or you're going to die. You've got to get the surgery, you're going to die. You know, have to use condoms with your husband or you're going to die. Whatever it is, I had to say, you know what? A couple of things wrong with this. One, I'm going to die no matter what I do, question of when. So that's number one. Number two, I had to decide that I am ready to die right here, right now, on the spot. And once I decide that, everything else was easy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. OldNESoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to OldNESoap.com. That's OldNESoap.com. OldNESoap.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Doctor, doctor, this is the
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have Darby in Oregon. Hi, Darby.
Thank you much for taking the call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, very good. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you. I've probably listened to every show that you've done, and it's improved my health and the health of my household tremendously. But I have a problem that it seems to be no matter what I do, it persists. But my skin, especially my hands on the backs, they get really red. It seems like it goes through a cycle, but they get really red, and then also above the palms of my hands, it gets red too, and it's very tender. And if I just bump on anything, it just breaks the skin, and it gets fissures. And also, my skin, like under my from my elbow to my armpit or whatever, that hangs like cloth. And so, and this has been something that's only been happening in the last couple of years, but I've been taking every supplement, every vitamin, and things have improved, but I'm not making any real headway. Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, so for the hanging skin, that's pretty simple. You just need to do triceps exercises, and you can just Google triceps exercises. You can do them at home with a little one-pound can of something or whatever. And it really works, and it just tightens that skin right up, and it stops hanging.
Well, I, I farm, and so I'm very active all day long, you know. So
you might not be using your triceps.
Hmm.
So well, I mean, you might be doing things that don't require your triceps.
Okay, but the skin's hanging all over. I mean, it's hanging on my belly. It's hanging on my thighs. I mean, it's just
a different problem. So if
the skin is sagging
everywhere. There's a few things you can do about that.
Okay.
One thing is you can, after the shower, you know, dry yourself off and apply lemon juice head to toe, just head to toe every day, and leave it in place.
Okay.
And that actually pulls up the sags and stops the sagging. You could do the same with topical vitamin C. You just take the ascorbic acid powder, add water, and just head to toe apply it. So that's one thing that'll help. Dietary wise, you can increase your intake of flaxseed or chia seed. Those would be the two things that help a lot with the saggy skin.
Okay. And what about, because the thing that's even worse than that is like I say, the dryness on my hands. I mean, it goes through to where, I mean, my hands feel like, my fingertips feel like cheap plastic. And I mean, I can just barely touch anything, and it literally just punctures it. It's I don't know what to make of it. Like I said, the backs of my hands get
so how many times a day do you wash your hands?
Oh, a lot, but because I mean I do farm, so every time I come in from doing something, I wash my hands, and you know, so a
so
dozen,
you say like
probably.
10 times a day?
Oh, at least. But this is on my feet too, and my feet don't get washed as often as my hands.
Okay, so stop washing your hands, and that'll clear up your hands. That'll clear up the back of your hands. Now, hand washing usually doesn't affect the palms, but if you stop washing your hands, you'll notice that you don't have any problem in the backs of your hands. That redness and that pain will be gone. The next piece is your palms. Is it the soles of your feet?
Well, that's the thing is it's yes, it's my hands and feet are acting exactly the same way. My toes and my the backs of my heels and all that, they just bust open, and again they feel like cheap plastic. I mean, my skin used to be just luscious and beautiful and just moist and beautiful, but I mean now, like I say, it's just like thin, cheap plastic. It's very tender, it's very dry, and it just busts. I mean, it just...
So definitely stop washing your hands, or see if you can cut that down to once or twice a day. Maybe you can wear gloves or something, and then, you know...
I do a lot.
Not have to wash your hands so often. The next thing you have to do is you got to thicken your skin, and that's tough to do in the United States. I guess the simplest way to do that would be to take a gelatin supplement. Which would be 1 to 4 tablespoons a day in water. Complication is you could get severe constipation, but that would be the skin thickening intervention.
Okay, so just gelatin then.
Gelatin.
Okay, thank you. I will try that. Thank you very much, Doctor. I appreciate all your everything that you do.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have Ann in Colorado. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Dr. Daniels.
Yes.
I didn't catch the entire discussion regarding health care insurance, but I did catch the tail end, you recommending to drop it. I am a senior covered by Medicare, including the prescription drug plan. I'm not on any prescription drugs, hope to never be, but I am concerned about covering myself with health insurance, such as a Medicare Advantage plan, to protect myself against a catastrophic occurrence. Would you recommend that I avoid enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan?
Absolutely. So Medicare is Part A and Part B.
Which I have.
Right. So I would recommend...
with the Part D, which is the drug coverage, but I rarely ever use it. I'm just concerned about the future and a catastrophic medical issue that may
right.
or may not happen.
Right. So you have an assumption. Your assumption is that receiving medical care is going to improve the outcome of your catastrophic event.
Financially. Right?
Well, what about medically?
Well, I hope it never happens. I personally wish Medicare would cover natural medicine, but as far as I know, it doesn't. Right. It's all geared towards allopathic health care.
Right. So maybe I don't understand the question. So what I'm trying to point out to,
I've been considering enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan to protect myself financially against a catastrophic event down the road as I continue to get older.
Right. I think that your money would be better spent investing in either Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy.
How about the Easter Bunny?
I think the Easter Bunny would work. That would work, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I take that as a no. Don't even go there.
Correct.
Do you foresee natural medicine, homeopathy, getting covered down the road by Medicare?
Would you want something covered that you could do yourself for $50 a year?
What would that be?
Turpentine.
I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, just go to my website. It's free. Go to my website, vitalitycapsules.com, and download the free report called the Candida Cleaner. Most people don't know, because of compulsory schooling, that turpentine was used to cure any and all, every illness under the sun prior to 1900. And in order for drug companies...
I don't know, to clean paintbrushes?
That would be the one. That would be it, yes. And so this... was not taught to kids because, of course, the kids went to school and the school made sure that they learned nothing about it. And so in that report, I explained to you what turpentine is, how to use it, all of its uses. And there is no reason to have natural healing covered by health insurance when you can do it yourself for such a low price.
I'll look into that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. All righty. Let's see, we got a few minutes left here, and we have to find these questions out. Dr. Daniels, I just heard about yet another Ebola-like disease this week, and they didn't even bother to name it. What should I do? Okay, so first of all, Ebola is imaginary. So once you understand that it's imaginary, then you understand any Ebola-like disease is imaginary. What's not imaginary, though, is there are 48 million people in the United States every year who get diarrhea. with or without vomiting or a low-grade fever. And everybody knows this is just food poisoning. It'll pass in 2 days. You know, drink some water and just get through it. And next time, don't eat at that restaurant or don't buy that food, whatever the precaution is. And so Ebola or any Ebola-like illness is an attempt to reclassify diseases characterized by vomiting and diarrhea and fever, to reclassify them as a serious disease requiring the intervention of the police to quarantine people and deprive them of their liberty and property. So I say stand down, relax, and don't worry about it. Okay, make sure. Okay, down to Daniels. I would like to make my own clove oil. So can I just grind clove seeds in a spice grinder and mix it in castor oil? Okay, so another way to rephrase the question is, how do you make clove oil? Answer is, you take cloves and put them in a jar. Don't even bother to grind them. And just pour oil over them. You can warm the oil a little bit if you want to, but just pour oil over them, screw on the top, and just let them sit for about 6 weeks. And the cloves will infuse into the oil. Now, if you want to speed things up a bit, I can understand that, then you take about a half cup of oil, and you can use olive oil, or if you want to use castor oil, and you heat it, and you want to heat it just before it starts sizzling or crackling, and you want to add to this half cup of oil about a quarter cup of cloves, and just stir it for about 15 minutes at this low heat. And then you can strain the oil into the into a jar, and you've got clove oil. So that's a clove oil. And Dr. Daniels, I'd like to make my own homemade garlic and mullein oil, but I heard that storing garlic in oil can cause botulism toxin. That's true. And I don't want to poison myself or anyone else. What else can I do? You can do the same thing with the garlic. So what you do is you take a half cup, in this case, olive oil, and you squeeze like 2 cloves of garlic, and you heat it just to when the garlic begins to sizzle. And you turn it down, and you can just stir that and let it stay hot for like 15 minutes. You strain it, and you've got garlic oil. And if you want garlic and mullein oil, then you include the mullein in the oil with the garlic for the 15 minutes while you're stirring. It's boring as heck, but it's pretty easy to do. And so that's your garlic and mullein oil. All righty, let's see. Dr. Daniels, is carob powder equivalent to sugar? No, it is not. Carob powder is not sweet at all. Ugh. Carob powder is actually a substitute for cocoa powder, and it's considered to be a healthier alternative because it doesn't have the caffeine in it. Okay. All right. Can I get a link to the show? Nope. Dante Daniels, do you recommend powdered Shilajit? No, I do not recommend powdered Shilajit. Powdered Shilajit is regular Shilajit, which is a tar, and it's highly processed. And when you get through with it at the end of the day, it has a much higher concentration of arsenic and lead, which is not good. Okay. Let's see what else we have here. Dr. Daniels, whenever I get sick, I just tell myself that everything is okay, and usually in about 4 minutes, everything is okay, and I feel great. What do you think about this as an approach to health? I think it's awesome, and I think that there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. Again, there's no evidence, in fact, there's every evidence that there's no evidence healthcare is helpful, every evidence that it's not. Okay, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Dr. Daniels. Okay, Dr. Daniels, I understand that stopping the Affordable Care Act will cause 18 million Americans to lose their health insurance. What should this be replaced with? It should be replaced with nothing. All the evidence is that the health care is not beneficial for people's health. These 18 million people who would lose their health insurance are just people who, many of them, one, don't want it in the first place. And number two, The fact that they can't afford the health care or health insurance is simply keeping them healthier. So there's no evidence that not consuming health care is going to result in poor health. And there's even worse, there's no evidence that that providing health care to people who themselves are unable to pay for it is going to make those people healthier. In other words, there is no relationship between health and health care. The research in Oregon shows that. The book I read, coming to the same conclusion, back in 1978, was even more specific, that only with clean food, clean water, and good shelter could people enjoy better health. And so it would be far cheaper and more effective to educate people to this fact. And many people who cannot afford health insurance would take the small amount of money they do have and simply buy better food. Or, better yet, grow their own. Okay. Dr. Daniels, the word doctoring doesn't seem to suggest a good outcome. What do you think? Yes, to doctor often means to adulterate, to fix something up to make it look okay when it's not. And even with medicine, doctoring is the practice of medicine. It doesn't imply any particular beneficial outcome. So, correct. Even when no outcome is implied or suggested, that should be suspicious right there. Dr. Daniels, with the lack of real education in the United States, I am concerned that there's no way the country will maintain its power past two more generations. That's interesting. I think that real education, maybe you're referring to accurate information. So I think now, you know, with the internet and with people having exposure to so many different sources of information, people are now becoming or feeling more comfortable with deciding for themselves what's true or what's not true. And so I think things will actually work out pretty well. Dr. Daniels, someone online is saying that one must take activated charcoal along with turpentine if you begin to experience die-off symptoms. Is this good advice? Probably not. So if you experience die-off symptoms, it means you've not adequately done the first four steps of the five-step protocol. So if you experience die-off symptoms, the best thing to do is stop the turpentine. Yeah, stop the turpentine. You may want to take charcoal, but the most important thing to do if you experience die-off is to stop the turpentine. So the idea that if you get die-off symptoms, just take charcoal and continue the turpentine, I think is not a good idea. Okay. Okay. Dr. Daniels. Dr. Daniels, are you telling us? Uh-oh, time's up. Well done. As always, think happens, and I'll see you next week.
I saw you there, just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
You're listening to to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can't.